Good morning, and welcome to a special edition of CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice on WCLK. We tell the good news happening on the Clark Atlanta University campus. Today, we're talking with Dr. Shafiq Khan, Director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University, or CCRTD. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
CCRTD presents their 12th annual symposium on prostate cancer and the Dr. Sidney A. McNary Jr. Student Symposium at Clark Atlanta University. These events take place beginning Sunday, September 16th through September 19th. This is a major academic and scientific event, not just in the AUC, but in Atlanta in general. Dr. Khan, why is this symposium important, and what's going to be happening during these 3 days?
Well, number one, this is one of its kind symposium. I don't think I think this is the only one at the national level where we bring experts in the area of prostate cancer, and we talk about different things that are going on in the field and what are the recent and the latest discoveries. So almost everybody who is doing cutting-edge research on prostate cancer, they will be here this week, next week. So,
and presenting the results of their research
years. That's the idea, because we invite people based on their level of expertise is, yes.
Of course, one of CCRTD's missions is to eradicate prostate cancer. The final goal would be to find a cure and find a way to deal with that from a molecular biology level. You've conducted this symposium now annually for over a decade, and I'm just curious of the science that's been produced from back then to now. How much of that is actually emerging into mainstream medicine or treatment that impacts prostate cancer outcomes in 2018?
Well, let's put it differently. I mean, but we have invited about 35 people who will be speaking at our symposium. And those 35 people represent really the cream of the crop when it comes to research on the disease itself. So what the idea of the symposium is to really come together and talk about and interact with each other and learn from each other and see what's going on in the field. And it started as a small symposium, and the idea at that time was to bring those experts or world-renowned scientists on the campus so that our faculty and student can interact and learn from them. But that got bigger and bigger every year, so we did it for 10 years in a row every year. But then after that, we decided that we're going to do it every 2 years. So now last one we had in 2016, and now we are having it once again in 2018. So,
and what sort of topics are going to be presented at this year's symposium?
Well, mainly we are trying to figure out the biology of the disease. And that is, very basic questions. Why a normal cell becomes a cancer cell? Why does it start dividing when it should not be dividing? So what goes on inside the cell to make those kind of bad decisions? Then why does it move from one place to the other? Because if we understand that process, we can stop the metastasis of the cancer. And, that's the main reason that the cancer is fatal, is when the cancer moves from one place to the other and it spreads in the body. And so all those mechanisms at the cellular level, people are trying to understand. So most of our symposium is focusing on different aspects of that biology. But we also have a session dedicated to prostate cancer health disparities in African-American men, because for some reason, African-American men have the highest incidence and mortality rate due to prostate cancer in the world. So that's one of our goals, to understand what makes this population of patients more vulnerable to the disease. So that one of the sessions will be devoted to those studies.
And again, we're talking about the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University, CCRTD. They are presenting their 12th symposium on prostate cancer coming up September 16th through September 19th. And we're talking today to CCRTD Director Dr. Shafiq Khan. Part of the events at the symposium this year, Dr. Khan, include the Dr. Sidney A. McNary Jr. Student Symposium. What's this event all about, and why is that important to CCRTD's mission?
Well, I think one of the major missions of the center has been to really train and educate students in the area of cancer biology. And try to create more scientists of color who are working in this area. So this symposium, as a student symposium, is part of our main symposium where our students present their work, and both undergraduate and graduate students, and even high school students. And then we select the best three posters out of those student presentations, and they have they're given cash prizes for that. So that has been a tradition with our symposium from the very first day.
Clark Atlanta is now an international destination for molecular biologists, thanks to CCRTD in many respects. What sort of opportunities does that present for students who might be considering a career in science and maybe even looking at coming to CAU?
Yeah, I mean, in the last 15 years, we have recruited nine new world-renowned scientists to our research group. And so it makes us one of the largest groups of basic scientists working on the prostate cancer itself. So that means that any students who want to go in cancer biology and want to study this subject, they have an ample opportunities to come and work and learn with us. So as an example, you know, in the last 5 years, 25 PhDs have graduated from our laboratories, and hundreds of undergraduate students have gone through our laboratories and gotten research experience and then chosen health-related areas to work with. So that has, as I said, that has always been our mission.
And is the symposium open to interested professionals or scientists who are not presenting? And if
yes.
So, how can they find out more?
No, the presenters are the one we invite them to come, and because on the basis of what they're doing and what they publish, and we want to hear about the latest developments in the field. So that's why we invite them. But it's open to everybody. Anybody can come, especially students and faculty and other scientists. It's of course, technically speaking, it's very heavy science. So people who can understand that, I mean, everybody's welcome, though. I mean, and of course, you have to register and you have to go through the process, but it's not closed. It's open.
Well, the other question I would have then is with regards to prostate cancer. You know, if you're a man of a certain age, or if you have a loved one who is a man of a certain age, prostate cancer is a real boogeyman out there in people's lives and takes people's lives on a regular basis. From your perspective, are we closer than we have been to finding some sort of cure or treatment or vaccination or some solution to prostate cancer?
Yeah, of course. I mean, treatments have become much better and much more refined over the last 25 years. And the people who are going to be here next week, they have a lot of role to play in that. I mean, it's their research and their findings that lead to development of new treatment options or making the existing treatments better.
Well, and of course, first and foremost, if you're listening and you're concerned about your prostate health, go see your doctor, get tested on a regular basis.
Yeah, no, prostate cancer is the second leading cause of death in men in the United States. And as I said earlier, African-American men are really affected in a very disproportionate way. So, but one of the things is that if this cancer is caught in a very early stages, it's almost 100% curable. So that's what our advice is to, you know, you need to get checked. And the other part of this is that early stages of cancer, which is curable, has no symptoms usually. So don't wait until you have a problem.
Exactly. Again, the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development presents their 12th Symposium on Prostate Cancer, as well as the Dr. Sidney A. McNary Jr. Student Symposium at Clark Atlanta University. This takes place Sunday, September 16th through September 19th. You can find more information at cau.edu about this event. Dr. Khan, thank you so much for your time and best wishes for a productive and inspiring symposium.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity to talk about it. So, thank you.
You've been listening to CAU Now, lifting every voice on WCLK. You can listen to this program again on demand at WCLK.com. More information about programs and opportunities for personal and professional growth at Clark Atlanta University is available at cau.edu. On behalf of our guests today, I'm Rob Maynard. This program is produced by Jazz 91.9 WCLK Atlanta in conjunction with CAU Provost Dr. Peter Wosu. WCLK is a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University.